The best healthcare is there in ways big and small. There when we most and least expect it. We may not see it, but we feel it. It lets us know we're not in this alone. Everyone deserves a healthcare partner who never quits. One who's there for what matters. United Healthcare. There for what matters.
You want a healthier lifestyle, but how do you get started? Then stick with it. By listening to the Fitness Revolution podcast with Shay Sandifer, of course. Your journey to greater well-being starts now.
Hello. How is everyone? It's Coach Shay. Welcome to Fitness Revolution. It's sunny out. It's spring. I'm excited. It's Women's History Month, and it's International Women's Day coming up. So this is exciting. So a lot of people, I realized they didn't know what that meant. So I'm going to tell you what International Women's Day is. So International Women's Day, I'm going to read it off to you. It is United Nations and celebrating under the theme to invest in women. So invest in us. Accelerated progress. The world is facing many crises ranging from political to geographic conflicts to soaring poverty levels and the escalating impacts of climate change. So with that being said, it's March 8th. And it's all about investing in women. So there's a ton of events going on. Now, what I talked about before, what we're doing is we are highlighting women throughout the month of March. So we've got Kenya McKnight, like I said, coming up. We've got Nicole Crowder. We have Gloria Freeman and then Amanda Brinkman. So we'll be highlighting all those women. But International Women's Day, I think, is very much needed, right? As we'll be talking about later, I have a podcast coming up in a few weeks about the investment with women. So women get 2% of venture capitalist money. So that means that 98% of the world invests back into men and only 2% invests back into women. That's it. Now take that 2%, break it down. So you've got white, black, and then I'm just going to say other because that's how they break it down. So as a black woman, we get 0.001. And then I think it's like 0.1% for a white woman. And then everything else is between everyone else that's broken up. So think about that. Do 2% of 100, right? It's not hard. It's $2. So we need to invest back in a woman and really focus on what we're doing. We women right now, we're changing the game, right? We are starting the most businesses. We're having the most success. We're being speakers. We're in every role now. And so when I learned about these statistics, right, it really brought attention to what I was doing and how has my funding played a part in how I've grown as a businesswoman. And the biggest thing is people have invested. And the biggest, and guess who the first person who ever invested in me, the first person who ever invested in my business, which was almost, I've been in business 11 years, but was 9.5 years ago, was Kenya McKnight. She gave me my first $1,000. And that $1,000 is helped me to be where I am today. Because that helped make sure that the LLCs were right for the business. That was able to cover some other, you know, as you're building business, you know, $100 here, $200 there. And so just her thousand really invested in me in a different level. And then after that, I really understood that we were not getting the funding that we were supposed to, but nobody was talking about it, right? Because every time a woman would say an idea was, oh, that idea is cute. Oh, that idea, oh, that's so sweet, that little thing you do, that little hobby. And you're thinking, I've put my blood, sweat, and tears to get myself to this level. So here I am today, and I'm asking for those that will be watching or listening, please invest in women. Please invest in women. It doesn't take much. So just so you understand a little bit, I'm not going to go too technical about venture capitalists or angel investors. So if you wanted to become a venture capitalist, you do not have to be a multimillionaire. You can take, I think it's a minimum of $25,000, right? And so you could be investing. So say you have some, you've saved money or you really want to give back to a business. You could invest that into a woman. Or say you don't want to be a venture capitalist. You're just like, I want to give this woman some money just because I still love her business. Throw that business $1,000. Throw them $5,000 or $10,000 if you have it. It goes a long way. We stretched a dollar. We were taught by grandmothers how to stretch that dollar, right? And so that is what it's all about. There's campaigns right now. International Women's Day is international, right? It's everywhere. So there's people that are needing this all over. And I just think about how if everyone invested just a little bit more, even, I mean, we're asking for 50%, right? I think that's fair to invest back into women's businesses. And so that's why I love International Women's Day, right? You see all these women-owned businesses, you see what they're doing, how they're investing back into their families, how some people have quit their jobs and, you know, really put it all. So these are not hobbies, these are real businesses. And you might make a huge difference by just investing. So look online, Google International Women's Day. You are going to find a ton of events. They're everywhere. There are so many in our city. I actually have to pick and choose what I'm going to go to this week because there's something Wednesday and there's something Thursday and Friday and all these things. But for us, we are going to start off our wonderful month celebrating Kenya McKnight. So excited. So she will be joining us tomorrow on my other platform, Let Go, Let Flow, and we'll have her in person and talk about all the wonderful things she's doing with her Black Women's Wealth Alliance. You know, her whole business is about investing back in Black women and then also teaching them how to be the best entrepreneur and business owner for their business. So it's just amazing. I'm so excited to have her and really celebrate her wins and give her flowers now because she's doing the work and she's making sure that Black women are going to the next level. And there's great organizations you can connect with too that are looking to invest back in women and those things like that. I've seen people do campaigns for themselves. If you're a nonprofit, you know, that's always a wonderful thing. And just creating that history for what we deserve. And so once again, International Women's Day is this week. So it's March 8th. Yeah, March 8th. And so just in a few days. And so I'm so excited to celebrate this and go to some great events. There's so many great events. And so just so you know, International Women's Day, March 8th, right? And it started in around 1917, right? That's when it was started to be talked about. And it started, of all places, y'all, Russia. Who would have known? Who would have known, right? So as they say, girl power, right? Girl power for sure. So keep being great. Keep investing in women. And make sure you get out, enjoy the history that we have put into this country as women, but also make sure you do a special, special thing on International Women's Day. Invest in a woman-owned business to help them take their business and their ideas to the next level. Well, we'll be back. We've got a couple guests coming on later on this month, so stay tuned. Thank you for always supporting. And my name is Coach Shay. Always inhale the positive, exhale the negative. See you soon.
Check back next week for more on living your healthier lifestyle and share previous episodes of Shay's podcast with your friends. Log on to ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com.
It's not just another day in your life. Things are changing for the better. At Comcast, we see those changes and we're thinking about how we use technology today to live, work, learn, and play. And we're building for the future now, so we're better prepared for the wants and needs of tomorrow. That's why Comcast is rolling out multi-gig internet speeds to more than 50 million homes and businesses before the end of 2025, making our already industry-leading network even faster, smarter, greener, and more reliable. Over the decades, Comcast has been your partner, working hard to serve your community, and will continue to be your partner. We're expanding our gigabits so you can enjoy the tiny bits that matter most.
People say we're made up. Tall tales. Myths. Think what you want about us, but we can all be certain of this. Recycling is real, and it works. But what happens to your recycling once it leaves your home? recycled glass is sorted in St. Paul. Then the clear glass is made into bottles for drinks, pickles, salad dressing, and more in Shakopee. At other facilities, plastic bottles get made into new plastic bottles. Recycling exists. Learn the real story behind recycling.
My grandmother was very often the only black person in the room, very often the only woman in the room.
There are some men who still consider us little girls and ladies.
I didn't recognize how pioneering her activism was.
Young black millennials for years have been asking me, why do you stay in the struggle? Why do you have hope?
What should you do if you have COVID-19 symptoms like fever, congestion, or sore throat, body aches, or an upset stomach? Take a self-test as soon as you can. A positive test detects evidence of the virus that causes COVID-19. Guidelines say that those who test positive should stay home and isolate for at least 5 full days. During this time, wear a high-quality mask, wash hands often, and avoid contact with other folks in your household. If possible, stay in a separate room and use a separate bathroom. Inform anyone you were in recent close contact with about your positive test result. If you are at high risk for severe illness, contact your healthcare provider about treatment options that might lessen the serious impact of COVID-19. If you test negative, repeat the test in 48 hours to confirm the result. If your symptoms or fever persist, you're advised to stay home until your symptoms are better and at least 24 hours passes with no fever. And remember, you can always get in touch with your healthcare provider if you have concerns about your symptoms.
Are you a woman known as a good listener? Do you have skills in de-escalating situations? Are you what they call a people person? Then the Minneapolis Police Department would like to meet you. Now in a rebuilding phase, the Minneapolis Police Department is recruiting more women to wear the badge. The department offers career options for women with a high school diploma or GED. There are also opportunities for women with 2- and 4-year degrees who are ready to apply their skills in new ways. Police work makes a great second career for social workers, teachers, nurses. Women in their 30s and 40s are welcome to apply. There's no age cap. You'll be paid while you train and mentored by veteran women officers invested in your success. Minneapolis also welcomes current police officers to join the state's largest department. Make a difference on the streets, working in your community, in a career with competitive salaries and generous benefits. Go to MinneapolisMN.gov and search police jobs to find out more.
You know Shaletta makes you laugh, but did you know Shaletta Brundage can also make you think and boost your business? Media personality, activist, and comedian Shaletta Brundage founded Shaletta Makes Me Laugh to celebrate and share the best of Black culture. It's a podcasting platform. You can download 10 weekly podcasts hosted by African-American subject experts at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com is also a production house creating broadcast-quality commercial content. And Shaletta and her team of storytellers create powerful promotional campaigns to get businesses the brand awareness they're looking for. Some of Minnesota's top businesses trust Shaletta, and you can too. Get out the word about your events and products and get in front of communities of color with ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. She's got the power to help your business.
If you're looking for business advice, everyone's got an opinion, an angle, a surefire 5-step plan. But if you want to know whether any of it actually makes sense for your business, who do you turn to? Work with a banker who understands your business goals and how a strong banking relationship can help you achieve them. Work with Bremer Bank, because understanding is everything. Put us to work for you today at Bremer.com.